By Min Merritt. The 2025 Kootenay Cup Finals delivered high drama on July 26 at the College of the Rockies in Cranbrook, where both the men's and women's rugby divisions had fierce clashes between the Elk Valley Bulls and the Rocky Mountain Rogues. Under relentless afternoon sun, the women's teams opened the day with an intense battle. From the outset, the Elk Valley Bulls implemented their game plan with precision and teamwork, a testament to head coach Jesse Watson and assistant coach Sam Gregory's focused preparation. The Bulls seized an early advantage, with Allie Neller making a break down the wing for the opening try, followed by a similar play that sent Ada Patton across the line for a second score. Despite strong breakaway efforts from the Rogues, who managed to claw back with tries of their own, the Bulls maintained their composure and led. The final whistle confirmed a 22-17 victory, crowning the Elk Valley Bulls women as the 2025 Kootenay Cup champions. "I am so incredibly proud of this group of women. Nearly half of those who played today had never played rugby before this season, and several others are also very new to the game. To see their growth, not only as individuals, but as a team through the season, has been an absolute pleasure," Watson stated. "We implemented some new strategies in the last week, and they were executed flawlessly today. To see that translation from training to the game is the best outcome a coach can hope for. Now it will be time to refocus ourselves in preparation for Saratoga Cup, in 2 weeks' time," Watson added. In the subsequent men's final, both teams showcased formidable defenses through a scoreless opening quarter hour. However, the tide turned as the Rocky Mountain Rogues began to exploit gaps in the Bulls' line, gradually taking control of the match. The Bulls demonstrated dominance in the scrums but struggled to convert that momentum into points, hampered by the absence of several key players and the need for others to fill unfamiliar positions. Despite a valiant effort and unwavering spirit from individuals such as Alex Nunn and Rollo Riotin, who delivered an 80-minute tackling masterclass, the Bulls were unable to stem the Rogues' relentless attack. The final score stood at 50-17 in favor of the Rocky Mountain Rogues, who claimed the men's Kootenay Cup in emphatic fashion. Following the match, team captain Alex Nunn praised his teammates' determination and resilience, emphasizing the heart shown in the face of adversity. The day concluded with celebrations for both clubs, each claiming a championship title in a memorable showcase of Kootenay rugby talent. The club now has 3 weeks to prepare for the Saratoga Cup. This is where the winners of the Northern, Interior and Kootenay divisions compete for the coveted Saratoga Cup. The Elk Valley Bulls men's team will also attend but as chief supporters of the women's team. "We're incredibly proud to bring home the women's Kootenay Rugby Union title. This season has reminded us what it means to be a club, united in victory and resilient in defeat," club president Anthony McElwee remarked. "I'm incredibly proud of our women's team for bringing home the win and just as proud of our men's team for the fight they showed. As president, I stand behind every player who wears our colors, because together, we are one club, one community."